stars. It's 3 o'clock, and something is happening at Zingerman's Roadhouse. Join us as we broadcast from the corner of Stadium and Jackson, or simply sit back for the next hour and enjoy the sizzling local flavor. It's time for Radio Free Bacon, Ann Arbor's first live radio variety show.
3, 2, 1, go! Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a unique entertainment experience, a radio show so different it has a flavor all its own. Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse on the west side of Ann Arbor, it's Radio Free Bacon. Woo! Radio Free Bacon serving up sizzling radio fun as we hang with friends and neighbors and listen to the town's tastemakers, tale tellers, and song singers. Radio Free Bacon live with an audience the way it's supposed to be. With music provided by Radio Free Bacon music director Terry Farmer and the renowned Roadhouse Revival Band. Today, we're thrilled to have local guest Newcomb Clark from Bluestone Realty Advisors and Concentrate, a new A-Squared online magazine. Steve Osborne's here from Oz's Music to talk about some truly inspiring work that he's doing with our city's musical youth. And let's not forget today's special musical guest, Peter Madcat Root. So if you're part of our live audience, settle in for a great time. If you're listening elsewhere, you better get to Zingerman's Roadhouse before the fire marshal says we're full and locks you out. I'm Peter Carey, and along with my co-host, it's time to welcome Radio Free Bacon's man right now, co-creator Rob Reinhart.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Terry. Welcome, everybody, to Zingerman's Roadhouse. What a beautiful day. We couldn't have asked for a better day and a holiday weekend to boot, so it doesn't matter what you do this afternoon, you have an extra day to sleep it off, which is terrific.
We have excellent
guests for you to meet a little later on. We have great music for you. Right at the top of the show, though, what we have to do is thank and say hello to our co-creator, Jimmy Mack, who is listening to us outside of Zurich somewhere, which is where he is this week, where it is currently about 9:02
p.m.
Hello, Jimmy, and please feel free to email us, James, as well as everybody else who might be listening. If you can't make it down to Zingerman's Roadhouse at the corner of Jackson Stadium, what you could do is email us. RadioFreeBacon@gmail.com is our email address. Okay?
And, of course, we're live on the air from 3 to 4 p.m., and then we've got our afterglow after that, right?
That's right. And this town isn't that big, folks. You can make it down here easily and see lots of the broadcast if you start over now. And we wouldn't be here at all if it weren't for our sponsors. We want to thank our full-flavor sponsors for Radio Free Bacon, including Eden Foods, pure food since 1968. Thank you.
Sessi Motors, providing the wheels to bring home the bacon.
Plum Market, with natural, organic, local, and specialty items.
Bank of Ann Arbor, helping Radio Free Bacon serve up slabs of fun.
Cherry Creek Cellars, premium quality, handcrafted, award-winning wine.
Orion Automotive, loving Ann Arbor's car since 1994. And, of course, our friends from Newski's Applewood Smoked Meats. Mmm, that's good bacon.
We will be giving away some prizes. Taryn, the man with the baseball cap, has little forms for you to fill out, which will get you in for the drawing right after the broadcast. We have lots of prizes from our sponsors. And also on there is a mention of our question for today, our theme for the day, which is alley cats.
Wait a minute. Alley cats, we're talking about the two-legged kind of alley cats, right, Rob?
That's right. These are the kind of people, the characters that you meet around this town or around other towns that you may have traveled to. We want you to fill out. You tell a little story, or if you want to tell it on the air, feel free to do that as well. Or you can email the story to us.
They're the kind of people that seem to survive on their own, and they've left an impression on you somehow. And Usually they have nine lives, don't they?
Absolutely. Jake Woods is not gone. Do we know this for a fact? We know this for a fact. Jake is always with us.
Well, jot those down, and if you'd like, we'll tell your story on the air. And as you folks do that, it's time to enjoy the talents of Radio Free Bacon's own Roadhouse Revival Band.
And speaking of our theme being cats, we have a song that's filled with them in honor of Bob Dylan's birthday yesterday. Go ahead.
What the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. And deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile Memphis blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Ah, mama, can this really be the end? Sing it now. To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Mona tried to tell me stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men will just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Grandpa died last week and he's buried in the rocks, but everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. And me, I expected it to happen. I knew he lost control. He built a fire on Jackson and he shot it full of holes. The Memphis blues again. Now the senator came down here showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? If we are stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again.
teen preacher looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved it to him, and I whispered, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. The Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I said, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a hole with the Memphis Blues again. One more. Now the bricks, they lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? And we are stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, this is Radio Free Bacon. Of course, that's Terry Farmer and the Roadhouse Revival Band with Peter Madcat Ruth sitting in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Radio Free Bacon. Hey, we're right here on the patio at Zingerman's, enjoying a beautiful day. I'm Peter Carey, along with my co-host, Mr. Rob Reinhart, today.
Welcome, everybody. We couldn't have asked for a better day, a better musical guest. Thank you, Peter. And we have some interview people that we'd like to talk to as well.
We like to share some stage time here with insiders from the Ann Arbor area. And, of course, please, how about a warm bacon welcome for Mr. Newcomb Clark from Bluestone Realty Advisors and Concentrate.
Thank you. Thank you for having
welcome,
me.
Welcome, Newcomb. Welcome. Rob and I were talking about getting you on here as one of our guests, and he went around town and talked to people. He said, you know, it was interesting. Every place I went, everybody knew Newcomb. They said, oh, yeah.
I've known him since he was a baby, is what they all said.
So now that we got the embarrassing part out of the way, let's go right to it. What draws a guy like you, who's successful, who's young, who seems to have it all together, what draws a guy like you to stay in Ann Arbor?
Very, very selfish reasons. The one kind of defining characteristic of my generation, I'm sure if you look it up in any of the research, is we don't like to talk with our words or with our pen. We talk with our feet. If the city's not giving us what we want, we walk away. And so far, this city has given me everything I could possibly want. I can't imagine having these opportunities anywhere else. So I'm here.
Did you think about, at some point, did you go to Pioneer?
I went to Pioneer and then U of M.
And then U of M. Okay. As did I. What year? Did you go to school with Bob Seger? That's what everybody always asks me.
Yeah.
No, was there any point, though, during school where you thought, really what I need to do as I look at my life ahead, I need to leave as soon as possible?
Well, you know, everybody has wanderlust, and I understand that, and everyone understands that. I was fortunate to be able to travel extensively growing up, and then I spent a semester in Japan when I was in college, and so I got to see the world. I got to see what it's like to live somewhere else, and wasn't home. Wasn't any place I found so far that gives me what I need. So
So how about attracting people that don't have any Ann Arbor roots? What do we have to do to raise our grade on the entrepreneurial scorecard, so to speak? We want young, vibrant people coming to this town and bringing their vitality and their innovation with them.
All right. Well, I don't want to depress everybody, but I want to give you one interesting statistic. In 1980, the year I was born, 48% of this county was age 20 to 35. In 2006, down to 23% of this county. Now, that was a straight-line regression. There wasn't peaks and valleys over the past 26 years. 2015, the year I turned 35 and leave this demographic, less than 10% of our county will be age 20 to 35. So it is a real, real problem. We're not alone. 90% of the country is stagnant or losing population to 10% of the country. They say the three things that attract or retain my age group is jobs, job density, housing, and being able to find your scene, being able to know that when you go there, you're going to be able to identify and find the people that you closely relate to. If you don't have any of those three things, you go look for it. So we got to figure out how to identify the areas of housing, jobs, and scene that people can see from the outside looking in. And you know, a lot of people do their due diligence online these days, which is why we're doing what we're doing.
Now, you're not just developing this really in a professional capacity. You're also, on your own time, you have launched an online magazine to help people find these things, these very things that you're talking about. Is that right?
Right. It's called Concentrate. And just to plug, it's concentratemedia.com. The Florida orange growers kind of took concentrate.com. So every week we feature 30 stories, feature-length stories, small news clips, videos, trying to show where we do things right. Where are those companies that are growing? Where are those people doing extraordinary things? Where can they live? What are we doing in sustainability? What are we doing in alternative transportation? It's good news, sometimes for a change. And the great thing about the internet is as people look at it, as they Google Ann Arbor or they Google Ann Arbor music, we want to know that what they're going to find there is good and true. And the side of Ann Arbor that I live with every day, and not necessarily the side of Ann Arbor I always read about or hear about elsewhere. So,
do you think there is a drastic difference between what we experience here and how the media reports us in the big picture?
I'm not going to pick on traditional media. I know it's easier to cover loss than it is to cover growth. It's that kind of long tail approach where it's easier to report on Pfizer taking 2,000 jobs. It's even easier to report on Google bringing 1,000 jobs. But what about those 50 companies that are hiring 5 people, which indicated 100% growth, or every one of those independent music producers that's just putting another brick on the wall to kind of build something incredible here that we all know is here, but then when we don't read about it or hear about it, we mine out that kind of long tail.
A lot of those people get paid in cash under the table, which is why it doesn't go into the tallies. I'm kidding.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble on that aspect.
That's
views
not us,
expressed
Ryan.
On this radio show are not necessarily that.
That's not us.
This is our disclaimer right here. But hey, Nuka, we want to thank you for coming by today and sharing some time with us. Oh. We hope that you'll share some more time on the patio with us this afternoon here at Radio Free Bacon. As for our audience here on the patio, we want you to stick around because we've got more coming from the band. And we definitely have some giveaways coming up.
Right as soon as the program's over.
As soon as the
program's over. So fill out those little forms. Taryn has them. He's passing them around. If you have a pen or don't have a pen, rather, he has some of those. He's over here. He's looking lonely. And he's got a whole handful of those forms. We want your alley cat stories, and we'll tell some of them on the air as well.
So, hey, as we share this afternoon on the patio together, it's time for a word about Curb Your Car Month from GetTownTown.org. As you know, it's a holiday weekend.
And I'll bet you would like to drive someplace, right, Peter?
Well, yeah, wouldn't we all?
Gas again, Peter. Have you been to a gas pump? Have you been? You can see the pump right over there. It is $4.13.09.
All right.
How much did you pay to put gas in your car this week? Did you pay a lot of money to put gas in your car this week?
Yeah. 15.
4.15. Anybody, can anybody beat 4.15 a gallon? What? We got one over here. Wait, whoa. How much?
We bought biodiesel at 5.50, but it's from the natural world, not...
Ouch.
Oh. Did anybody top out a tank at over $100 this week?
Look at this. You make us embarrassed to raise a hand.
4.19 at 23 in Carpenter, we just get from the kitchen.
Well, you know, Rob, May is Curb Your Car Month from GetDowntown.org. As we wrap up the month of May, they're sponsoring a whole host of special events for bikers, carpoolers, walkers, and, of course, bus riders. You can find out more and register to win an AATA Go Pass. All you have to do is visit GetDowntown.org for all the info. Remember, Curb Your Car Month the entire month of May. Make your first gas-free trip by simply going to GetDowntown.org. Yeah.
Thank you, Terry. We have another number from our musical guest, Peter Mad Cat Ruth. And he's going to perform this with the Roadhouse Revival Band. Peter, take it away. Thank you.
Peter Mad Cat Ruth live from Zingerman's Roadhouse. You're listening to Radio Free Bacon. More coming up from Peter in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. Hey, beautiful day on the patio here at Zingerman's Roadhouse.
Which happens to be at the corner of, it sort of depends on how you want to look at it. It's Stadium, it's Jackson, it's Maple. Somebody said, well, how do you get there? I said, well, it kind of depends on which way you're coming from. That's how I'm going to tell you how to get here. Anyway, you come right out Stadium Boulevard. We're right here at the corner. Pretty old Bill Knapp's used to be if you've been around that long.
Yeah, and some of our friends have already found their way here. We want to say hi to the Gladwins. Ann and Tom are here. We got a special thanks to the Gladwins because we don't just get together on Sunday afternoons and throw this radio show together. We actually go to the Gladwin Farm and rehearse on Saturdays. Thank you for your hospitality, guys. Michael Potter's here from Eden Foods. Michael, thanks for coming out today. Appreciate you being here and also being one of our strong sponsors for Radio Free Bacon.
We want to remind people that if they can't make it out for some reason, please feel free to email us, radiofreebacon@gmail.com. Anywhere in the world that you are stuck and not able to make it here, we'd love to hear from you. Just send in a shout-out to us.
Yeah, we're monitoring those right now, the table next to us. And our theme of the day is alley cats. Now, Rob, we mentioned earlier alley cats of the two-legged version. People that you've met along the way that really kind of know how to survive on their own. I know Terry Farmer's run into a couple on the road, and we could share some alley cat stories, but I think what we should do right now is just kind of transition along here, you know? Put us in the mood.
And if you folks who are here with us today, if you have one of those pieces of paper, fill out your alley cat story. Tell us who you've run across in your travels. These odd birds. We'll talk about that a bit.
Don't forget, Radio Free Bacon. This is the place, live from Zingerman's Roadhouse.
And as we do every week, we do want to thank our hosts here at Zingerman's Roadhouse and everybody on staff here who make that happen, including Fabian, our manager for today, plus Kevin and Christine, Alex, and of course Ari and Paul, always helping us out. Also the crew at 107.1 who keep us on the air each week from 3 to 4. And John Bomarito is here, and Chris is back at the station. Thank you, gentlemen.
You know, Radio Free Bacon happens every Sunday afternoon through the end of June. We want you to jot down on your calendar upcoming musical guests on RFB. Next week, Michael Waite will be here. June 8th, our special musical guest will be the Chosen Few Gospel Choir rocking the house. June 15th brings the Hummingbirds here to the Roadhouse. June 22nd, our theme is going to be Water of Love, and we'll have special musical guests on that day for you. June 29th, we wrap it all up with a very spectacular show. Peter Suave and the Carpe Diem String Quartet is going to be here. But right now, it's time to share more from today's special musical guest. How about another bacon welcome for Peter Mad Cat Ruth, sitting in with the Roadhouse Revival Band.
All right. Thank you. watching the red wing. Blackbird has come back again. It's March and the red wing. Blackbird has come back again. Sitting on a cattail, singing a song for the spring. The cosmos recycles the seasons according to plan. The cosmos recycles the seasons according to plan. Announces that spring is at hand.
From Zingerman's Roadhouse, you're experiencing Radio Free Bacon.